Congress is now in August recess and has not yet passed a budget for the next fiscal year. That task, along with raising the debt ceiling, has some Utah lawmakers worried about an impending government shutdown.
You've got a lot of political maneuvering that seems to get more and more polarized that creates a climate where absolutely mission-critical issues like budgeting and funding that flows to the states become political footballs.
That was Republican State Representative Ken Ivory. He's a part of the legislature's Federal Funds Commission, which makes emergency plans in the case of a federal shutdown. Utah currently receives nearly $4.5 billion federal dollars, which represents 27% of the state's yearly budget.
Federal funds comprise the single largest source of revenue to the state of Utah, larger than income tax, property tax.
When Congress fails to pass a budget, states receive less money to fund public services as well as education. The 2013 shutdown closed Utah's national parks and monuments, which cost the state nearly $1 million, as well as impacting local communities. To avoid this, the Federal Funds Commission approved a risk assessment to be carried out by state government employees.
I made a motion, and the motion passed unanimously, to instruct staff, both legislative and governor, to assess the risk and look at our resources and planning options as we move toward the end of September.
The Federal Funds Commission is arranging to meet again in September to review the staff's findings and to pressure Utah's Congress members to act during the budget process. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.